It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. As the pandemic continues, voting by mail has been getting a lot of attention across the country and here in Iowa. When the legislature resumed session earlier this month, state lawmakers passed two policies dealing with voting by mail in Iowa. IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarek joins me to talk about it. Hey, Katarina.
Good morning, Clay.
Okay, so for the June 2nd primary election, Secretary of State Paul Pate, who is a Republican, used CARES Act funding to send absentee ballot request forms to all registered voters. This was to promote voting from home as coronavirus continued to spread through the state. And there was record turnout, and election officials from both parties said it was a very successfully run election. Well, how did Republican lawmakers who control the legislature respond to this?
Senate Republicans first passed a bill that would ban the Secretary of State from doing that ever again. Some Republicans said that the Secretary of State has too much emergency authority, and without limiting that power, they could make a decision in the future that isn't successful like this one was. And when the bill was sent to the House, they changed it into a bipartisan compromise. And that gives the Legislative Council, which is a group of top lawmakers, and it's currently controlled by Republicans, this council has to approve any changes that the Secretary of State wants to make to an election during an emergency. So House Democrats were on board with this mostly. The Senate Democrats were not, because they said it still gives Republican lawmakers the power to decide this in November. Governor Kim Reynolds signed that bill into law last week, and she said what Pate did with the absentee ballot request forms was fine. Pate's office has not given any sort of comment on this new law.
Okay, so there was a bipartisan compromise, at least on the House side, but another partisan fight over absentee ballots erupted in the final hours of the session, late into the night. What was that about?
Republican lawmakers tacked a controversial amendment onto a budget bill, and this would change how local election officials handle absentee ballot requests. So sometimes when a county auditor's office receives a request for a ballot, there might be some incomplete or incorrect information on it. Roxana Moritz, who's the president of the State Association of County Auditors, and she's also the county auditor in Scott County, said it's not uncommon for people to accidentally switch a couple of numbers around in a birth date or an address on the form. And right now, auditors can look at the state's voter registration system to fix that and then send the person their ballot. This amendment would require the auditor's office to instead contact the voter by phone and email, and then if that doesn't work, they'd have to contact them by physical mail to get that necessary information.
Lay it out, then. What are the arguments for and against this change?
The Republican lawmakers who are pushing for this say it's about election integrity and preventing voter fraud, but there's really no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Iowa. A review by the Cedar Rapids Gazette before Iowa had a voter ID law found just 23 convictions for election misconduct in a five-year period, and then just some of those dealt with absentee ballots. And then you have Democratic lawmakers, the bipartisan State Association of County Auditors, and also the League of Women Voters who are opposing this change. The County Auditors Association, which again is bipartisan, sent a letter to the governor asking her to veto this policy. They're saying the way that auditors currently handle that incorrect or incomplete information on ballot request forms doesn't aid people in voter fraud or voter impersonation, and that there's no evidence of a problem that this bill might be able to solve. Voters don't have to give their phone or email address when they're registering to vote, so they might have to resort to going back and forth by snail mail to get information that could currently be obtained by just a quick check of a database. So Roxana Moritz, the head of the County Auditors Association, says that all this will do is slow down the process for election officials and for some voters, and that's a delay that can become more concerning the closer it gets to Election Day.
Has any of this happened before?
Republican lawmakers have previously tried to bar county auditors from using the voter registration database to fill in this missing or incorrect info on absentee ballot request forms, but that was struck down in court already. So this is likely to spark another lawsuit. That's if Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signs it into law.
Finally, Katarina, the coronavirus pandemic is definitely not over in Iowa. How is this going to play out for the election in November?
Nearly 80% of Iowans who voted in the primary election voted by absentee ballot. That's more than 10 times the absentee ballot use in previous primary elections in Iowa. So that's something that election officials are looking at and thinking there's probably going to be even more absentee ballot use, even more voter turnout in the November election. And so anything that could slow or limit voting from home during the pandemic is a concern for them.
All right. IPR's Katarina Sestarek, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.
I'm Clay Masters. It's IPR.